WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District's career page now lists an opening for transportation director.
This comes 4 weeks after the start of the school year, where an outside consultant was hired to resolve problems getting students bused to and from school. WTAW News has reached out to Superintendent Christy Whitbeck about what happened to the former director. Rob Welsh, a former superintendent in Centerville, was the transportation director in Melissa, north of McKinney, when he came to Bryan in June of last year on the recommendation of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace. Board President Trey Moore says he cannot comment on personnel decisions other than the superintendent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two former leaders of local public agencies are now in new places. The former president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, is now with the city of Bryan as an economic development specialist. City officials say that's a new position created for the new city budget that begins October 1st. McDaniel has been working for the city since August 21st. And the former president of what used to be called the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, is in the private sector working for a company involved in the travel industry. Among the several expected negative impacts of Hurricane Harvey is Texas's housing market. The state's listings activity, home prices, and sales experienced strong gains in the first half of the year, but Harvey is expected to affect real estate activity in many areas. President of the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Chad Hovde, says they've already seen some transactional changes.
When buyers are engaged in the mortgage process, there are some additional layers that have to be gone through now to have the properties reinspected and walked by appraisers a second time before we close, just to make sure that the property didn't sustain any damage. And we sort of don't know how long those reinspects will be lasting.
Although at a slower rate than the previous 3 years, the median home price and home sales in Bryan College Station both increased 8.1% in the first half of 2017. 4 days after being released from jail, a Bryan man is back following his arrest on a murder charge. Bryan police accuse 18-year-old Saul Lee Suarez Jr. of being armed and being nearby when a juvenile traded gunfire at Williamson Park a week ago last Friday. 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz died in the shooting. According to the BPD's Facebook page, Suarez and a 16-year-old conspired to rob Munoz of his marijuana at the park. Suarez stayed in the car with a sawed-off shotgun while the 16-year-old and Munoz traded gunfire. Munoz died at the park, and the 16-year-old received medical treatment for minor injuries before he was taken to juvenile detention. Bryan police has video evidence of last Thursday's shooting that killed a Bryan man. The victim, 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr, was shot in the parking lot of the University Inn on South Texas by the man who was arrested on a murder charge, 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III of Bryan. According to the arrest report, the hotel's video surveillance shows Curry walking towards Marr in the parking lot and Curry firing a pistol. Marr was unarmed, according to the video. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It is 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. The number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
What I love. What blizzard do I love? What I love. Cookies and candy and cake. Chocolate and caramel and fruit. Whatever flavors you love, you'll love them even more. Mixed into your favorite DQ Blizzard treat. For the Blizzard you love, there's only one place in Texas to stop. DQ, that's what I love about Texas.
Good morning, it's 610, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here we go with numbers.
For the most part, high pressure will control the weather into the first part of the coming work week. It's going to be clear through the night. Overnight lows will drop to the low 7.
Great. Okay. Fine. Be yesterday's weather.
Scott.
Well, I mean, overnight. What can I say? So here we are. I'm not going to.
Well, I guess I could talk like him about.
Never mind.
wow.
High temperature all week long will be in the 90s. What is this about?
Yeah. Heat index as high as 101 tomorrow.
See, that's nuts.
No, it is. It
Ball is.
Here, it's
baby.
Hot.
Yeah. Well, bring on, bring on Friday night football.
Right? Hey, Friday night football is better than Saturday morning football.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hey, listen, it was almost uncomfortable in there.
And I'm
not
talking
about the
press box?
Game. Yeah. No. I'm talking about in the stands.
What were you doing to make it uncomfortable in the press box,
no,
Scott?
No, I'm just thinking, as I walked out, I went, boy, these people had to sit through some warm
weather.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, I went down on the field for, I guess, the last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter, and I'm telling you, it was steamy down there, especially on the track. I mean, field level, it's going to be a little bit warmer than maybe it would be in the stands, but those folks were standing out in the sun all day, so saw a lot of beat red folks walking around yesterday.
Well, they put they put all those walls around it. They had to, grow the stadium, make it bigger so there was no breeze that can come through there. In the meantime, we got this all week long. Now, today they do say we have a 40% chance of showers, and actually, this morning it felt better than it did last night. I mean, last night it was still just, anyway. If that's the worst we can deal with, then it's fine.
I don't go outside, so yeah. I cover that.
There you are, 76 right now in sports.
In sports coming up, of course, we are going to talk about that game on Saturday, the early game. Texas A&M did get the win against Louisiana Lafayette. Also, big news, the Lastros are the Lastros no more. They are division champs for the first time in 16 years. So they got the win yesterday, are the AL West division champs. Meanwhile, the Rangers, somehow, some way, they just won't die. They keep sticking around and bringing up hope for fans, but it's still a long shot. All that more coming up in sports.
It's a no shot.
It's still a shot, Scott.
saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
Okay.
They're five games back.
That's great. You know, as you think about it, if there's one thing that can get Chip Howard positive... Just bring up the Rangers.
Not lately. You must not have talked to Chip lately about the Rangers.
Well, I think he tried to wear like a Rangers jersey. What was that to work the other day? And of course, just the idea of somebody his age doing that is
he's a fan for life,
problematic.
Man.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so you go to college to learn stuff, right? Stuff that you didn't know before,
like how to shotgun a beer.
Okay, sure, that too. A Wheaton College student, that's in Norton, Massachusetts, I guess.
Okay.
Didn't know that, but...
Now you do.
Yep, under arrest after police discovered... Well, let's just start here. According to the Norton police, the patrolman Brian King, traveling in a marked police vehicle, about 11:30 in the evening, he noticed a vehicle traveling behind him, following too closely... with his high beam lights on. Okay. Officer decided to stop the vehicle, which does bring up the question, how does the police officer stop a vehicle behind him?
Right.
You brake check him.
Is that it?
I would assume so.
Okay.
That's what I mean, you throw on your lights and stop.
Yep. So anyhow, the officer did stop the vehicle and spoke to the operator. That would be 20-year-old Jedediah Daniel.
Jedediah. Yeah. Must have been on Rumspringa.
He is attending Wheaton College as a student. He was acting suspicious, spraying aerosol in the vehicle and reaching for an open duffel bag. Upon further investigation, they found 5 pounds of marijuana, cocaine, and mushrooms, plus a little bit of ecstasy.
Jedediah.
Amazingly placed under arrest and held at the Norton County Police Station. He'll appear tomorrow morning.
It sounds like somebody's a drug dealer, Jedediah.
Charged with following too closely, trafficking in cocaine, possession of a Class D substance with intent to distribute, two counts of possession of a Class C substance, and criminal stupidity.
Well, right.
If he's doing the aerosol thing, he was probably sampling as well, not just selling.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again,
I think so.
He set himself at 20 years old. He set himself on the right course.
Info?
Mation. I wonder what the aerosol thing, I mean, we have people up here that just spray a whole can at once. What
really?
Does that say about them, Scott?
Really?
Yeah.
Does Mr. Downs know about that?
He does now.
Yeah. Good. Oh, the things that happen in radio stations, that's another story for another time.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Hey, good morning, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. It's day 258. We got 107 of them to go. It's National Cheeseburger Day. What did we do Friday? I thought we had some, like, double cheeseburger day.
I think
day.
It was double cheeseburger
yeah,
day.
Yeah, okay, well, today.
So now this is just cheeseburger day.
There's a difference.
Doing halfies.
Yep.
It's a World Watering Monitor Month.
Okay, sure, monitor your water.
Whatever.
Got it.
First love day.
Aww.
Go find that first love.
See what she's up to now.
Would you be disappointed? Would they be disappointed?
She's married. So.
Yeah, that's right. Aging Awareness Day. All right.
I'm aware.
Okay. Yeah, are we all? Hug a greeting card writer day.
That's odd.
Actually, maybe help them find a new job day is what I would think. Because, I mean, tell me. When was the last time you did that? When was the last time
you
actually...
a greeting card?
Yeah.
Yeah, for someone's birthday, like last week.
Okay, all right, okay. But, and used to be that, you know, could have, like, boxes of them, but
true.
Now it's...
I just save all mine and end up just collecting over the years.
There you are. It's Chiropractor Founders Day.
Oh.
I don't know why that is, but nonetheless, it is. So celebrate your chiropractor.
I found
today.
Him.
Already.
There you go. And it's happy birthday to the Air Force, too.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
And awesome. Birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Taylor Dye is turning 22. She's half of the duo Maddie and Tay.
Okay.
So that's one of Scott's favorite
it
groups
is.
Out
like
right.
Nowadays.
Like yeah.
Patrick Schwarzenegger is turning 24.
Okay.
So he's Arnold's son. Jason Sudeikis is turning 42. Really funny guy.
Yeah,
he is.
I appreciate Jason Sudeikis. Of course, was SNL for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
Exhibit, another one of your favorite Scott, is
yes.
turning 43.
He was the one who did Pimp My Ride.
Yeah, Pimp My Ride.
Okay.
He's had a recurring role in Hawaii Five-0, on the new Hawaii Five-0.
Nice.
So that's going.
Right.
James Marsden's turning 44.
Uh-huh.
He played Cyclops in the X-Men movies, but recently he's been in Westworld. Anybody has watched that, he's one
good?
Of the main characters.
I've heard really good things about it.
I enjoyed it. You know, and of course, they came out with that movie back in, 69 with Yul Brynner?
Yeah, I saw the movie, yeah.
And I heard that was kind of, wasn't everybody's favorite cup of tea, but I think the show was really good. I think it's well written.
Okay, all right.
So I enjoy it. Jada Pinkett Smith is turning 46.
Right. Will's wife.
Yeah, apparently she was in Girls Trip. I didn't see it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, anyways. Lance Armstrong's turning 46 today.
All right.
So Aisha Tyler, 47. She's the new host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because I guess Drew Carey is just doing the one thing.
Okay.
But she's also on Criminal Minds.
She on The View?
It doesn't
maybe
say
okay.
here. Maybe she has a guest appearance.
Yeah, maybe.
Holly Robinson Peete's turning 53.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, her husband, Rodney Peete, was a big-time football player back in the day.
He gotcha. Was.
Ben Carson is turning 66.
Oh, yeah.
Housing and urban development doctor.
Listen to you.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Well, you know, I actually saw him whenever he came to campus
is
a
that
few
right?
years ago. Yeah.
Really?
So,
Well, smart guy.
Yeah. A great story. I mean,
yes.
whether or not you agree with his politics, that's beside the point. He came from poverty and became
Baltimore,
one of the
right?
yeah came yeah. one of the greatest neurosurgeons out there. So,
wow.
anyways,
because his mother had expectations for him,
and she made him read.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
so
it
yeah,
is a good story.
It is a cool story. Carrie Livgren is turning 68. I think I pronounced that right. Guitarist, keyboardist for Kansas.
Yeah, okay. sure.
Carry on. Frankie Avalon turning 78 today.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay.
Fred Willard, another funny guy, turning 78.
Yep.
He's been a lot of stuff. And Robert Blake is turning 84 today.
Oh, man.
So happy birthday,
Beretta.
Robert Blake.
Yeah, Beretta. And Ryan Sandberg, who used to play baseball, he'd be 58 yeah.
Ryan
today.
Sandberg.
And he managed for a little while before he
yep.
got canned.
Yes, he did. Happens to them all.
Yep.
And, you know, he's passed away, but James Ganfall. Gandolfini,
okay.
who was the like Sopranos star,
he did.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
He would have been 56. I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah, but, he was.
That's it. All right, there you go. Six. Oh well. Speaking of people who have passed away,
let's start Monday on a high note.
Well, exactly.
Right?
Well, just because there's a couple of passings that are important. The world's oldest person. Passed away.
Oh, really?
And it's nice to at least have the title. You know you won't keep it forever, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The world's oldest person has died in Jamaica. Her name was Violet Brown. 117 years old. 117 years, 189 days, as a matter of fact.
And I think there's no longer anyone born in the 19th century, right?
Oh, is that,
I think,
well, yeah.
I think that's
okay.
the case, because, I mean, you said 117. I'm pretty sure
that
she was born in 1900.
Right.
Listen to you.
So,
extrapolate that
information
right there.
I have a lot of spare
right
time on my hands.
born August 4th, 1900.
Wow,
so,
yeah.
There you are. So that's it. Anyway, so now the new oldest person.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word to say?
Sure.
I guess
Scott
the current oldest person. No, would be somebody who lives in Japan.
Okay.
And I can't pronounce her name either. So
all right.
That's fine. Her husband died in 1997, and the eldest of her six children died at the age of 97.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
wow.
crazy.
That's nuts.
Good genes, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Really, really good genes. So anyway, so we have that. But we also have the fact that the world's oldest cat has passed away.
Aww.
I heard about this. Yeah.
How old was the cat?
Wow.
36.
You got a lot of time.
36. I do, Scott.
Where do you get
I
all
really
this information?
Do. Google. I Google it.
Okay. I Google.
It's worth a Google.
What was the cat's name?
Nutmeg.
Oh, Nutmeg.
Yeah, Nutmeg the tabby. When Nutmeg the Cabby was born, Margaret Thatcher was still on the throne, and the Queen was just 30 years into her reign. When Nutmeg first came to the nation's attention as being a challenger to the mantle of the oldest cat in the world, he had three teeth and no longer ventured outside.
Really?
But was still going strong.
Okay.
Yeah, as a result, age of 32.
Wow.
Had a heart attack.
No, really?
And yeah, and they have a picture, and I don't know how old the picture is, but I mean, it just looks like a cat.
Yeah, he's got his birthday going on. He looks a little ticked off in this picture.
Exactly,
this picture.
He does.
He probably doesn't want to be alive.
Well, that's it.
Well,
and
he's not anymore. So.
Yeah, he's not.
Happy
so,
birthday.
So good for him. And unfortunately, unlike the human beings, apparently they don't track who the next oldest cat is. So,
oh,
we'll
well,
have
so
to
we don't know. Okay.
Wait some time to find out who the reigning king or queen would be. All right, 624.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Not sure who's doing the hiring over at CNN. We aren't even a year into Donald Trump's presidency, and the network has dealt with at least three controversies with their host contributors regarding their comments and actions towards the commander-in-chief alone. They fired comedian Kathy Griffin. You may remember that she posed holding up a severed head of President Trump. And then they lost Reza Aslan after he went on a Twitter tirade calling Trump a piece of Now we've got their chef. That's right, CNN chef Anthony Bourdain, host of Parts Unknown, telling TMZ would poison the president if he could. When asked what he would serve if he catered an event with the president, he replies, hemlock. CNN, all part of the alt-left destroy Trump media. That's fair and balanced for you.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
Miles of piping, thousands of elbows, hundreds of valves. In the complex network of piping at your facility, heat loss happens, and you're paying for it. Covering the pipes, restricting heat loss, is the mechanical insulation. Piping insulation saves energy, money, and ultimately, greenhouse gas emissions. Creating a solar field isn't the only way to save fossil fuels. For a network of mechanical insulation experts, visit isaveteam.org.
Well, isn't that strange? All right, that's the same thing it did last Friday. So as my computer dies, let's do the weather, shall we? All right, and weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We are going to have some warmer temperatures here, certainly to begin the week. We have a 40% chance of rain today, and that's nice, except we're going to have a heat index. It's probably going to be near 100, and looking at that probably for tomorrow as well. But all week long, kind of high temperatures probably in the 90s, and low temperatures will be in the 70s, and they'll continue to maybe be a slight chance of rain as we move a little bit farther into the week. But at least right now, not what we'd like as far as the temperatures are concerned for a high temperature, and we're currently looking at 76 degrees.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light's Chevrolet. Now save over $14,000 on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $14,100 in total savings. Choose from a big selection, but hurry. We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings from the factory incentives of 500 and 3600 dealer discount, 1000 owner loyalty, and 1000 incremental cash. Stock number 60382. See dealer for details.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. There's a new land grab going on in the oil-rich fields of West Texas. This time it's over sand. Investors are aiming to sell the sand to drillers in the Permian Basin who need large quantities of sand to extract oil and gas from shale. Bank of America has removed about 1,600 branches since the financial crisis, a chunk of them from rural America, as it seeks to rekindle sagging profits. The bank is focusing on metro areas and trying to move past its bigger is better strategy. TV entrepreneur Bruce Gordon and Lachlan Murdoch, the son of media mogul Rupert Murdoch, have lost a legal bid to stop the takeover of insolvent 10 Network Holdings by CBS. Gordon and Murdoch had challenged in court the proposed buyout of 10 Network, arguing their own bid to buy the Australian company wasn't properly considered by insolvency specialists in deciding to favor CBS's bid last month. Today, an Australian court dismissed that challenge. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
If only we were born knowing how to plan for life's big expenses. Brought to you by TIAA.
Save it!
saving is absolutely key.
What happens if you want to buy a house? That can be a big chunk of change.
Good thing we're thinking about it now.
Inspection fees, closing costs, escrow.
When I'm eyeing that mid-century modern, I want to strike while the iron's hot.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners. This forum is designed to give entrepreneurs and small businesses valuable tools, skills, and knowledge needed to thrive in today's economy. Instructive seminars and expert speakers will offer vital information on both public and private resources. Investment is $50. Log on to researchvalley.org.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. First, a traffic alert. A listener reports that Highway 30 east of Roanes Prairie is down to one lane because of a truck accident. Motorists should be aware of delays. Next year's Bryan City budget, which starts October 1st, includes 11 new jobs. One of those has already been filled. The former president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, started August 21st as an economic development specialist. The city council also approved three more police officers, a fire department person to serve multiple administrative duties, and a full-time and part-time position at the municipal golf course, among other positions. McDaniel is one of two who recently left leadership positions at local public agencies who are now in new places. The former president of what used to be known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, is in the private sector working for a company involved in the travel industry. 4 weeks after the Bryan School District started off the new year with busing issues, the district is looking for a new transportation director.
Last Friday, Bryan ISD added the job posting, the hiring dates to be determined, and the closing dates when the position's filled. School Board President Trey Moore says he cannot comment on personnel decisions other than the superintendent. WTAW News has sent an email to Superintendent Christy Whitbeck asking what happened to former director Rob Welsh and the status of resolving busing problems that led to hiring an outside consultant on the first day of classes. Welsh came to Bryan in June of last year from North Texas, where he was transportation director in Melissa. He's also a former superintendent in Centerville. Six board members unanimously hired Welsh on the recommendation of former superintendent Tommy Wallace. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas home sales volume, home prices, and listings activity experienced strong gains in the first half of the year, according to the mid-year report released by the Texas Association of Realtors. Home sales in the Twin Cities increased 8% in the first half of the year, while the median price also increased 8%. President of the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Chad Hubdy, says this is a slower pace compared to the last 3 years.
We went through kind of a market surge where there was a lot of relocation to our market over the last 3 years. We had a lot of major employers that were staffing up, bringing folks in. There were times during that period where the university was staffing up on faculty. And so we saw a lot of outside folks moving to Bryan College Station, which sort of surged our marketplace here.
Hubdy says as the community shifts from expansion mode to a stabilized market, it becomes an advantage for home buyers.
The ability to press those price points on the seller end of the transaction is not quite as strengthened as it was over the last few years. And so I think what we'll see is we're already seeing a number of listings that are having price reductions because they were maybe delivered to market kind of based on those statistical highs.
Hubdy says it is still unknown how Hurricane Harvey will impact the local marketplace, but there is conversation that people will relocate from Houston, which could be a positive. Bryan police announced yesterday a second arrest was made Friday night for the murder of a Bryan man at Williamson Park. According to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page, 18-year-old Saul Lee Suarez Jr. is the second person to be arrested for the September 8th murder of 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz. That follows BPD's arrest of a 16-year-old the day Munoz was shot. BPD's Facebook page says the 16-year-old and Suarez planned to rob Munoz of his marijuana. At the park, the 16-year-old and Munoz traded gunfire, and Suarez stayed inside a vehicle with a sawed-off shotgun. Munoz died at the park, and the 16-year-old received medical treatment before he was taken to juvenile detention. Suarez, who was also arrested for possessing a prohibited weapon, is back in the Brazos County Jail following his release 4 days after he paid a fine related to a guilty plea he entered last year to possessing marijuana. A shooting last Thursday that killed a Bryan man took place in a hotel parking lot. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, surveillance video from the University Inn on South Texas showed the victim, 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr, was shot by the man who was arrested last Thursday night, 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III. The video shows Curry walking towards Marr in the hotel's parking lot. Marr, who was unarmed, was shot by Curry, who fired a pistol. The arrest report also indicated officers finding three .40-caliber shell casings in the parking lot. The victim left a blood trail to another parking lot of a nearby retail store. 911 dispatch received a call shortly before 4 a.m. from a man who sounded like he was gasping, and then the call ended abruptly. While officers were searching the area, another 911 call came 40 minutes later of a man on the ground, which is where the victim was found. Life-saving measures were taken, but unsuccessful. The arrest report did not disclose, and Bryan police have not indicated what was the motive for the shooting. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. It's 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Pottery Garden. Pottery Garden can turn any piece of pottery into a beautiful fountain. If you've been wanting to add a wow factor into your yard, a water feature is easier to do than you think. Stop by the Pottery Garden today. They're located on North Avenue in the Garden District.
Partial sun today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm through the afternoon hours, highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clouds night, lows will be near 75. For tomorrow, partial sun, shower, thunderstorm possible during the afternoon, 90 to 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll have a few clouds. It remains warm, lows 75 to 80. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking about Texas A&M football's victory against Louisiana Lafayette, the vaunted Raging Cajuns from this past weekend. Also, they're going to be taking on Arkansas this upcoming weekend, so that should be a pretty good one up in Jerry World. We'll talk about that. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up just thinking about this.
Yeah.
The Houston Astros, they won the division for the first time since 2001.
Hey,
so we'll talk about that as well. All that and more coming up in sports.
So actually now this team they played just wants to be called Louisiana.
Right. They dropped the Lafayette.
Which is interesting. Well, I see it from a marketing standpoint is because, I mean, we've got Texas and we've got Texas State. And we've got New Mexico, and we've got New Mexico State. Well, we've already had Louisiana State. It's been there for a long time. But I guess, was nobody proud enough to just be Louisiana?
Right. I don't know.
So but now they've taken it.
Maybe they think Lafayette is not cool enough or something.
Well, but ooh la la is so much fun to say.
La. But you see, there's no gravitas to that.
You're right.
There's no seriousness to that.
The Raging Cajuns.
Yeah, the president of the university wants to be the president of Louisiana University or the
right.
University of Louisiana rather than ooh la la.
Correct.
Anyway, so fine, whatever.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. So either you guys watched the Emmys last night?
No.
No, I didn't.
Well, you know, as you can imagine, they take an opportunity to take a swing or two at the president.
Of course.
You know,
I don't believe that.
I know. It's shocking. Stephen Colbert said, tonight the Emmys, the winner goes to the person who got the most votes. Okay, which was kind of a little swing at that. But Sean Spicer shows up.
Right.
What? Really?
Wheeling out with a podium. Okay, just like what's her name, McCarthy does on Saturday Night Live. So here we go.
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period, both in person and around the world.
Wow, that really soothes my fragile ego. I can understand why you'd want one of these guys around. Melissa McCarthy, everybody, give it up.
Melissa McCarthy was obviously in the audience. She thought it was funny. And I think that's okay. That's it was not mean-spirited type humor that they did towards Sean Spicer, News spokesperson.
You know, Spicy had literally the hardest job in America.
Yeah, yeah.
And he stuck with it for a full, 2 months, 3 months?
Well, it's a difficult job any time, but when that happens to be the president, for sure. Now, the Rush update today, you'll hear about how the president is scaring children. I don't know if you knew that or not. We'll have that for you later on today. In the meantime, the White House denying reports that the Trump administration no longer wants to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Whoever said that?
Right.
They never said that. In a statement on Saturday, White House Deputy Press Secretary Lindsay Walters says there has been no change in the United States' position on the Paris Agreement. As the president has made abundantly clear, the U.S. is withdrawing unless we can re-enter on terms that are more favorable to our country. Nothing wrong with doing something that's favorable in your country. Now, president make a little helicopter hop over to DC, New York from his golf club in New Jersey, going to talk to the United Nations General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting.
Yes.
Did you happen to see, I think there was an Air Force base yesterday, and the First Lady introduced the president, and whenever he got up there to the podium, he shook her hand.
No, I didn't see that.
This was at Joint Base Andrews. She introduces him in front of this crowd of military members, he shakes her hand.
Well,
he's going up to the podium.
Very nice. Okay, so
keeping it professional.
Yes, we have that going on. Now, for her part, Nikki Haley, who is the UN secretary, ambassador to the United Nations, using some pretty tough words having to do with possible military actions against North Korea. She said, quote, "We wanted to be responsible and go through all diplomatic means to get their attention first. If that doesn't work, Mattis will take care of it," talking about Defense Secretary James Mattis. She continued, if North Korea keeps on this reckless behavior, the United States has to defend itself or defend its allies in any way. North Korea will be destroyed, and we know that, and none of us wants that to happen. None of us wants war.
Well, he hasn't tweeted this morning, but he did have a tweet yesterday, and he said, Donald Trump, of course, he said, I spoke with President Moon of South Korea last night, asked him how Rocket Man is doing. long gas lines are forming in North Korea. Too bad.
Oh, yeah. Rocket Man.
Now, that is probably Trump's best nickname that he's given to anybody. I like that.
Better than Little Fat Boy or whatever he did before. But,
but North Korea, as nuts as they are, they have to realize that if they attack the United States, we're going to obliterate them off the planet, right?
Well, they only believe what they're told. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how many free thinkers we have in North Korea. But, yes, we all understand. That I'm not sure what they believe.
I mean, why on earth would you want to throw down with the big dude?
I mean, visibly upset, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders pushing back on the accusation that Hillary made in her new book that he didn't work as hard as he could to help her win the White House. Oh, wait, it was Bernie's fault that she didn't win.
Okay,
now I understand.
It's everyone's
completely.
Fault. It's everyone's fault.
It was. She said, I worked as hard as I could to see that Hillary would be elected president. It's the nature of politics. That's what happens in politics. He added, I don't think it's useful to go backwards. I think we've got to go forward.
I mean, if you're him, why on earth would you help her win the election? She kind of ramrodded you through the Democratic convention.
They did everything to make sure he was marginalized.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to be here.
And let's face it, Bernie's upset about everything, but, he's got a point.
It's great. I love to watch Bernie talk.
The Bernster.
Yep. So the debate surrounding the removal of the Confederate statue is still going on in Dallas after the city of Dallas removed the Robert E. Lee statue from a public park last week. A couple of hundred people rallied over the weekend to support preserving these monuments. Unrest over Confederate figures in public was reignited, of course, because of Charlottesville.
Scott, you got to say the name of the park. The name of the park is Lee Park.
Oh, well, maybe it wasn't named for him.
Yeah, maybe it was another Lee out there. Maybe it was the guy from ESPN.
Could be. That's right. the Asian guy.
Asian sports announcer.
Yes, of course.
So I have a serious question about that. I don't know if we have time.
Sure.
But I have a serious question about this. People who are for removing monuments, what are their feelings on places like Vicksburg? Because that in and of itself is a large memorial.
It is.
I mean, the entire thing. And I've gotten to walk around it. I've been there a couple of times. How do they feel about monuments and things being in memoriam of Confederate soldiers?
Right. Well, there's that and Manassas, which is right up outside of D.C. I mean, these were areas that were historical grounds. You know, they had history in and of themselves. So what they might want is to have those names, scoured from history, that they don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people can look at that as a museum. I mean, it basically is a large outdoor museum, but you could say the same thing for a place like Lee Park. I don't know what people's feelings are on that.
Well, again, if you want to be offended, you can be offended. That's fine. And maybe what they do, I understand what they want is they want those reminders or commemorations of these individuals to maybe be changed. So I can get the idea of maybe putting them in a museum or something like that for a period of time. The deal is, it's hard enough for younger people to remember history anyway. I would think that, again, be it right, be it wrong, it was part of our country's history, and to talk about it would not be a bad thing, but, that's my opinion. Yeah. Anyway, 6:48.
Things are pretty quiet weather-wise as we head through the night.
I know they are, but that's not where we're going, okay? We got Neil coming up, all right?
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 23rd, fall vegetable gardening. If you want to grow some tasty vegetables this fall, this class can help you learn which ones grow best and how to protect them. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're one of those fortunate Texas gardeners who's been blessed with slopes and ridges, you may be a customer for attractive landscaping steps. They can be a welcoming entrance to a garden, or they can be unsightly as a nemesis. You control the difference. How good your steps look and how well they function both depend on your planning and forethought. Step to it, gardener. I'll be back with details after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
If you're putting steps into your landscape, begin by determining if you really need the steps at all. If your walk can traverse the grade change gradually without having to build in steps, so much the better. Steps are a hindrance for many people, especially those for whom walking is difficult. They're also a safety concern since they greatly increase the likelihood of someone's falling. Still, if the slope is really steep, or if you prefer nearly level landscaping terraces and are starting with even gentle slopes, steps become necessary. What material should you use? Well, steps are usually made along with the walk itself. If you're having concrete poured for the walk, the steps will come with it. If you're using brick, the steps will be laid right in sequence. If you're going back into your landscape, however, to retrofit it with modern improvements, you have the option of tearing out the old walk, even regrading the lot and starting over. Brick, interlocking concrete pavers, flagstone, and even large landscaping timbers can all be used to build the steps. Look around your neighborhood to find steps that you like and then modify their ideas to suit your needs. The vertical portion of a step is called its riser, while the flat part that your foot uses is called the tread. There's a very critical relationship between the two. If you miss the proper ratios very far, you'll have steps that are both uncomfortable and unsafe. The ideal would probably be to have 6-inch risers and 15-inch treads. As the width of the treads increases, the heights of the risers must decrease. For example, in large sweeping areas, landscape architects will sometimes call for very broad treads. Risers that accompany those must be comparatively short. As benchmarks, 11-inch treads need 7-inch risers, 17-inch treads will need 5-inch risers, 19-inch treads probably about a 4-inch riser. As you need the proper relation of height and width, you also need adequately sized steps. They definitely should be wide enough that two people can walk side by side. You never know when somebody's going to need a hand in negotiating the steps, and 42 inches is about a minimum. You need to place the steps or timbers so that the moisture drains quickly away from the steps. That's especially important during times of icy weather. Hopefully the tops of the treads will offer good traction. Very smooth surfaces invite unexpected spills. If the steps are unusually steep or tall, consider a handrail. I'm Neil Sperry. Building berms will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
I was about to start doing the news.
Yeah,
good morning,
really.
Sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some quick high school football scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated dispersed of Austin High 66-0. Bryan fell to Magnolia West 20-14. College Station lost and came up short in a shootout with St. Pius X 58-41. and Navasota topped Waller 41-21. Elsewhere, Buffalo remains undefeated after a 60-20 win over Grapeland, and St. Joe's couldn't get past the Village School 42-12. Of course, to keep up with all your favorite teams throughout the year, check out BrazosFootball.com. After finding themselves down 21-14 at the half, the Fighting Texas Aggie football team scored 31 unanswered points to top Louisiana Lafayette 45-21 at Kyle Field on Saturday. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked what made the difference between the first half and the second half.
The first half, we did not execute. We did play hard. We did communicate. But as I said before, as we started the week, you know, two of those three will win you some games. Three of three will usually win every game. And basically the first half we didn't execute, and the second half we did. Couldn't run the ball in the first half. I think the move back to Eric McCoy at center helped us. I think, you know, some of the things that we did on defense on third down helped us too.
Freshman quarterback Kellen Mond completed 21 of 34 passes for 301 yards and three touchdowns to go along with an interception and a score on the ground. Now the Aggies, who improved to 2-1 on the year, will kick off the SEC slate this Saturday against Arkansas at Jerry World. They get Coach Kevin Sumlin's take on last weekend's win, as well as the matchup against the Razorbacks. Tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8 right here on WTAW. Elsewhere around Aggie land, number 22 soccer dropped its conference opener at Auburn 1-0. Men's tennis won all three singles matches on the final day of the Napa Valley Tennis Classic, and the women made an appearance in the singles quarterfinals and doubles semifinals at the Racquet Club Collegiate Invitational in Midland, Texas. Men's golf wrapped up the weekend by firing a 9-under final round to win the OFCC Fighting Illini Invitational in Olympia Hills, Illinois. Well, the AP football poll is out, and the Aggies are not in it. Alabama remains number one, followed by new number two Clemson, number three Oklahoma, number four Penn State, and number five USC. The only Lone Star team in the top 25 is TCU, which jumps up from 20 to number 16 following a 56-36 victory over SMU. To check out the full top 25, of course, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. For the first time since 2001, the Houston Astros are division champions.
Correa is out, calling everyone off. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros are 2017 American League West champions.
Four Astros went deep, and recent acquisition Justin Verlander allowed just three hits and one run and seven solid innings of work as the Astros clinched their first championship in 16 years. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers are still in the AL wildcard race, at least for now. Joey Gallo smacked a mammoth homer in the second inning, and the Texas bullpen provided four innings of solid relief as the Rangers topped the LA Angels yesterday 4-2. Now, the win snapped a five-game losing streak for Texas, which remains five games back of Minnesota for the second AL wildcard spot. Of course, the Houston Texans grabbed a win in Cincinnati Thursday night, but it was the Dallas Cowboys who were in action yesterday, paying a visit to the Denver Broncos. And it wasn't pretty. Dak Prescott threw two interceptions. Ezekiel Elliott ran for just 8 yards on nine carries. And the Cowboys' defense had no answer for Denver in a 42-17 loss in the Mile High City. The 42 points were the most the Dallas defense has given up since 2013, when the boys fell to the Chicago Bears 45-28. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth, plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online online at normandgetractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Always seeking new patients. If you're in the medical or health and wellness field, you're always seeking new patients. Always advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine is a great way for you to reach new patients. Brazos Wellness Magazine is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. Find new patients when you advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by folks at United Roofing Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got a 40% chance of some showers out there. We've got a little bit of fog this morning, which we had over the weekend as well. But look for a high today and actually all week long, about 92 or so. Low temperatures will be in the mid-70s, but we are looking at a heat index of over 100. I know. 76 right now. It's 7 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.